Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. The floodgates have opened. Donald Trump maintained relatively few firings of his core administration throughout the first year. And now it seems like he's been more willing to fire the people around him as his polls are spiraling. We first saw Kristi Noem get let go from her position in the Department of Homeland Security. Not long after, we saw Pam Bondi go. It seems like, weirdly enough, he's targeting certain women in his administration, firing people like that. That's a separate subject we can talk about. But I am joined by the lovely Katie Fang of The Katie Fang Show. You can subscribe to both of us below. We are building a beautiful, strong ecosystem so we can fight back against the authoritarianism that we see every single day. You can help us by subscribing. All right. I want to jump in with Pam Bondi in particular, because even though she's done with from her position as from the Attorney General, she's not completely done. She's not completely out of the public eye. And Florida's rules now allow an extensive investigation into her. Can you fill me in like I'm a 23-year-old college dropout who doesn't know much about this? Because I am. I think you can give me a good explanation.
Oh, Adam, the 23-year-old college dropout thing is only going to get us so far, because your intellectual capacity on everything far surpasses that description. So here's the bottom line. Pamela Jo, I call her Pammy Jo with the bad hair. Pamela Jo, she's a member of the Florida Bar. And for people who don't know, the Florida Bar is the organization that issues you your license to practice law. You cannot practice law if you don't have a bar license. And in order to get the bar license, you have to graduate from an accredited law school and you have to sit for a bar exam. And the bar exam has multiple components, one of which is a professional responsibility and ethics component. Because, of course, we want to have ethical professionals practicing law. And so when you want to be able to maintain your license and good standing, and I put that in quotes, Adam, because that is kind of the standard that is used in the Florida bar. If you want to maintain a license and good standing, you have to not only do continuing legal education credits, you got to take classes to make sure you're boning up on everything and you're up to date, but you also have to make sure that you don't run afoul of the ethics and professional responsibility rules that govern all attorneys that are barred in the state of Florida. Now, Pammy Jo has been working a couple more weeks left. I think like FaceTime Adam at the DOJ, but she's officially fired by Trump.
Yep.
So she's been working as the attorney general, and it's okay because as the AG, she didn't have to go and get a bar license in DC or do anything like that, right? Like she could do what she was doing there. But because she's been doing a whole bunch of hokey illegal shit and unethical stuff, there's been a slew of bar complaints that were filed against her in Florida. But in Florida, the Florida Bar, which investigates and prosecutes complaints against your license, the Florida Bar said it's a federally constitutional officer seated person. They are actively in their job as a constitutional officer. We are not going to interfere with that right now. However, we may close the file, but we're not going to close the file with prejudice. You can always come back if you have a bone to pick. And it has happened on more than three occasions while Pammy Jo was sitting as the attorney general. And now that Trump has posted on Truth Social that she's going into the private sector, it means she's no longer going to be seated as a constitutional officer, which means that her bar card is now up for grabs, Adam, which means anybody who filed that bar complaint before and was told politely in a letter, we're going to close the file because she's a sitting officer. Now you can refile that bar complaint, which I've heard people are now coming back in spades, and they are going to sit there and beef up their complaints because it's like she's been really busy doing a lot of bad shit over the last few months.
So the window is opening and the lane is widening for people to submit more and more complaints and for Pamela Bondi to now be investigated even further. Now, even if we put the Epstein files aside, which we could talk about for hours, something that I found uniquely egregious was when Donald Trump sent out that Truth Social post that said, hey, Pam, I want you to start prosecuting these few people. I view that as so fundamentally anti-American. It's in the same box as when Donald Trump is trying to bully our Fed chair, Jerome Powell. Yeah. When the president's trying to control monetary policy and the Department of Justice and all of the institutions around him, that's when he wants to turn us into countries that honestly experience hyperinflation. The countries with the president controlling monetary policy experience hyperinflation. The countries where presidents control the DOJ experience totalitarianism. This ruins the quality of life of people. So it's nice to see Pam Bondi finally being held accountable. Is it true that Florida is now trying to slightly change their rules to expand the statute of limitations for these types of bar complaints? Can you break down this mechanism for me?
Yeah, so I have some information to share with our viewers because I think this is really important. And of course, I like to do my homework as you do. And in preparation of our conversation, I wanted to see, hey, what's going on with the bar complaint status for Pammy Jo? So the Disciplinary Review Committee, which is one of the several committees that make up the Florida Bar, has proposed amending an existing rule that would extend the statute of limitations, meaning the time window to investigate complaints against federal constitutional officers like Pam Bondi, to 6 years. After she leaves office. Well, why is that? Well, because think about it. If she had successfully stayed for a full four-year Trump term for Trump regime 2.0, that window may have come and gone for her bad acts. But now there's a proposal to extend that statute of limitations for 6 years after that constitutional officer like Bondi leaves office. And so if we were to just stick on the Bondi example, let's say her end of work is April 30th, right, Adam? Then it would be 6 years from April 30th of 2026 by which an investigation could be done. Now, I want to tell people though, and we always like to manage expectations, right? People can file bar complaints and there's a process. The bar complaint gets reviewed internally at the Florida Bar. If there looks like there's something, some meat on that bone, it gets sent to one of several grievance committees, as we are called. I used to be the chair of a grievance committee for many years in Miami. Then I, as the chair of the grievance committee, will look at the bar complaint and say it's against Pammy Jo. And I'll say, Adam, you're on this grievance committee with me. I'm going to assign you as the investigator. And you will have the ability to subpoena Adam. You will be able to subpoena bank records. You'll be able to subpoena phone records. You can sit witnesses down. You can take depositions. You can get records. You can get the information you need to decide if Pammy Jo has violated specific rules of professional conduct in Florida. Once you make your presentation, the grievance committee will vote. And then a prosecutor for the Florida Bar will either move forward with a full-blown trial against that lawyer, or if there's no probable cause for it, sounds very familiar, right, from criminal law, then it doesn't move forward. And then there's a whole process when it comes to punishment, sanctions, and penalties. But the reality is there's due process. Ironies abound, do they not? The Trump DOJ doesn't want to give due process to people, including American citizens. But in Florida, in the bar process, when it comes to investigations and prosecutions, we give due process. But what's important about this is for people to realize that there is accountability on state levels. It's not just Florida. Every state has their own bar that sits there and governs the licenses for their lawyers. And so if Pammy Jo has a bar license outside of Florida, let's say she has one in, Indiana, for example, Indiana, people could file a bar complaint against her in Indiana, and Indiana's own bar would sit there and tackle that, right? So people need to understand that just because a bar complaint was made and it wasn't investigated the last, year maybe that she's had this job and some change, now it means that it's open season, frankly.
I've got a lot of work cut out for me on this grievance committee, but I'm ready. I'm ready to help you with the grievance committee. You're the chair. I'm the investigator. Let's do it. Serious note, we're clearly experiencing Trump purging a lot of his top loyalists. And when it comes to the Epstein files, I do want to talk about there for a second. Sure. I know you're very, very steeped and well-versed in a lot of this due to your work and experience in Miami. But I think that Pam Bondi didn't get fired because she split and separated with Donald Trump. She got fired because she played defense for him down to the very last second, and it made both of them look very ridiculous on the Epstein files. She also apparently didn't go hard enough after a lot of his political opponents, which I find ridiculous because, again, he sent out that message listing three people. And whenever I argue about that message, people always say, oh, but Lindsey Halligan's cases never went through. The case against Letitia James and James Comey got swatted down. Therefore, the system is holding. And I always say, what do you mean? The system is holding against the person that you're defending who's trying to tear down the system. It's like Trump is banging, trying to tear down the guardrails. And they're like, oh no, the guardrails are still holding, when they're not fully holding. And when Trump's pressure continues and continues and continues. But how do you view this lawfare coming from the Trump administration? And how do you view Pam Bondi's overall role in the files? I guess that's my last question.
So your last point will be my first answer, which is every accusation is an admission by Republicans. And they love to bitch about the Biden DOJ having been weaponized against Republicans, including Donald Trump. They love to villainize, for example, special counsel Jack Smith and others. But the reality is the weaponization of the DOJ has never, ever been on a level like the one we saw with the Trump DOJ, especially with Pam Bondi at its helm. But herein lies the rub, Adam. Pam Bondi was not good enough at being bad. That's why she got canned. What do I mean? Well, she was tasked with the very specific directive that was put into public, as you note, to go after his political enemies. But she did a pretty crap job doing it. And you could add to that roster Alina Haba and Lindsay Halligan and others, Ed Martin, the list goes on and on. But the reality is it's her Department of Justice. And those are just U.S. attorneys that are in different offices across the country that failed at their own directives to be able to do it, right? Then, in addition to that, you also have the fact that the cover-up is pretty bad. Not as bad as the crime, but pretty damn close when it comes to the Epstein files. She was very bad at that as well. She couldn't figure out how to make it all go away. The interesting thing is that the Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche, has now been elevated to the Acting Attorney General role as names are percolating. And one I heard today is Harmeet Dhillon, who's the head of the Civil Rights Division at the DOJ. She's pretty bad. Remember, she, Pam Bondi, Blanche, and others have been election deniers. That is their kind of currency always with Trump, has been election deniers. They've been part of legal teams to lie about the outcome of the 2020 election. But if you keep loyalists like Harmeet Dhillon in the mix and Todd Blanche even, although I think Todd's too tainted, Todd, I like to say, is battle tested, Adam. He went to trial, but he got 34 felony convictions for Donald Trump as a result of going to trial. Mm-hmm. But Blanche is also a man. And I do think there is a certain element of misogyny that exists here, that Kristi Noem, Pam Bondi are out, and yet Kash Patel, Todd Blanche, and others get to stay in.
I absolutely agree. And we even see Pete Hegseth blocking the nominations of certain minorities, people of color, women and black generals. And the interesting part is Pete Hegseth was reportedly paranoid about his position as well. So it's like Donald Trump is firing a bunch of the women around him. And in response to that, Pete Hegseth is punishing more minority groups. It is just a sickening form of government. All the while, we're adding more to our debt. Dozens of U.S. troops have died. Hundreds of casualties we've seen in the Middle East due to a needless war. So Donald Trump's administration is clearly coming apart at the seams, and I want to talk to you about it more in the future. Let's continue to connect. Make sure you follow both the Adam Mockler and Katie Fang feed below. Click subscribe. Help us grow independent media. Thank you so much.
Thanks. So emotional support, Adam. Like, I literally couldn't get through this shit without my dog.
I love the dog so much.
The dog makes me so happy. It's like, oh, you have no idea.
Human's best friend. They're so pure. They don't fight with you.
Well, they truly love you unconditionally. And in a time in a world where everything is transactional and or somebody's trying to kill you, it's like nice to have an animal that's like, I love you. I don't care what you look like, Katie. I don't care what you're saying. I love you no matter what.
For real. I get like death threats in my emails, but my dog's cute.
Your dog loves, that's my point. Somebody wants to take your ass out, but your dog loves you, Adam. So that's what counts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.